باب فضل الغني الشاكر، وهو من أخذ المال من وجهه وصرفه في وجوهه المأمور بها. Chapter on the virtue of a grateful wealthy person. Urdu we say shukar guzar maldar. So a wealthy person, one who earns in the correct manner and spends in avenues that have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. This ayat came previously, we explained it. We'll do it again. Allah Ta'ala says, as for the one who gives, who is Allah Ta'ala fearing, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى, that person who has akhirat in front of him, he fears Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he is the one that will give. So as for the one who gives, who is Allah Ta'ala fearing, and who believes in the most beautiful word, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, he believes in the most beautiful word, he has the akhirat in front of him, he has jannat in front of him, he believes in it, then we shall make the great comfort easy for him. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. Allah Ta'ala says, we'll make this great comfort easy for him. And then we did last time the other ayat of the Quran, وَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى, that person that holds back, he doesn't spend correctly, he doesn't have akhirat in front of him, that's why he doesn't want to spend. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَ وَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى. He has like a very indifferent attitude, that I don't need any person, I'm independent, I don't need to have respect, I don't need to show kindness, I don't need to show courtesy, I don't need to show mercy. He's got a very, very indifferent attitude. Allah says, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَ. We'll make that great difficulty, in other words, we'll make the path to Jahannam very easy for him. As for this person, we'll make the path to Jannat easy for him. As for that person, we'll make the path to difficulty easy for him. In other words, we'll make the path to Jahannam very, very easy for him. This is part of the eloquence of the Quran. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى وَلَسُوفَ يَرْضَى. In Surah Layl, Allah Ta'ala mentions, far removed from it shall be the ones who are most Allah Ta'ala fearing, who spend their wealth to purify. They do not, Allah Ta'ala has made this wealth such that when we spending our wealth, we giving our zakat, then Allah Ta'ala in turn is purifying, Allah Ta'ala is auto-veiling, Allah Ta'ala is cleaning our wealth. Like how we got a detergent to clean the carpet, we got detergent to clean the wall, we got a detergent to clean, a toothpaste to clean our teeth, etc., soap to clean our bodies. The cleanser Allah Ta'ala has made, one of the cleansers of the wealth Allah Ta'ala made is zakat. The person is spending, he's actually cleaning his own wealth, he's purifying his wealth. So those who spend their wealth to purify it, they do not have to repay a favor to anyone except for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Soon shall they be completely satisfied. The time will come, وَلَسَوْفَ يَرُضَى, complete satisfaction they will get in akhirat. This world cannot afford, it doesn't matter how much of opulence is there, how much of beauty is there, how much of glamour is there, it can't satisfy even one person completely. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that this world can't satisfy. And you notice something, that the more wealth a person has, the more expeditions he wants to go for, the more enjoyments he wants to go for, the more thrilling adventures he wants to go for. The more and more wealth a person has, the more things he's looking for adventure. Why? Because this world can't satisfy a person. He reaches a certain point, satiated, he wants to look for something else. He reaches another point, satiated, look for another enjoyment. So many different things we see happening around us. Because this dunya can't satisfy a person, so you're looking for different things. But Allah Ta'ala made it such in akhirat, that every satisfaction is increased to a next level of satisfaction. Next level, Allah Ta'ala is increasing all the time, and a person can't get enough of the enjoyment of Jannah, that is Jannah which Allah Ta'ala has left for us. So anyway, this chapter is speaking about a person, a shukar guzar maldar, a person who's wealthy also, but at the same time he's making correct shukar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the beauty of our deen, that when a person is going through difficulty, he makes sabr, he gets Allah Ta'ala. Person Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with wealth, in that condition of wealth he's making correct shukar. That is also a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So both are blessings. The person going through hardship, making sabr, a person that has got wealth but is making shukr. Now normally we only think shukr to be, person has a nice curry kichri, or has some nice dal and rice after Jummah namaz, and he makes Alhamdulillah, that is shukr. But there's more to shukr. the ulama explained that shukr comes into two types. One is things that are ghair ikhtiyari, things that we didn't have any choice in. For example, these hands Allah Ta'ala has given us. What application did we make to get these hands? Allah had made it such that we were born with beautiful hands, we were born with eyes, we were born with ears, we were born with a mind, we were born with this body, we were born with this heart. All these things Allah Ta'ala has given us without any volition, without any choice, without even paying 1 cent for it, Allah Ta'ala has given it to us. What a beautiful robot. If a robot like this had to be manufactured, how many millions or billions of rands needed to pay that can make decisions in seconds, can think, can remember, can recognize, can see so much of colors, can do so many things. This robot Allah Ta'ala has given us to house our ruh free of charge. So one is those things that are ghair ikhtiyari. In those things the shukr ulama explain is to use it correctly. These eyes Allah has given us, see the right things. The ears that Allah Ta'ala has given us, listen to the right things. That is making shukr of the ears, shukr of the eyes. The feet that Allah has given us, walk towards the right places. Go towards the masajid. Go to help people. Go to the Baytullah. Go to these places. Go see one's parents and one's relatives, etc. Those people that are not well. All these things are making shukr of the limbs by using it correctly. The next category you get is the category of those things that we have volition in. Those things, to a certain extent, we also have a certain level of control in, a certain level of input. For example, a person's income, the things that he's earning with his hands, the things that he's doing with his body and limbs, etc., the income that he's getting, he's got volition, he's got choice. He can go towards haram or he can go towards halal. The shukr of making shukr of the blessings that Allah Ta'ala has given him, this person makes it a point, I'm only going to take halal. My income is going to be halal, I'm going to be careful that what I earn, I'm going to earn halal. This person is careful of that. And if I, for example, have to assist somebody and help somebody also, I'll assist in the right causes, not in the wrong causes. Somebody wants to go and steal and rob and cheat, I'm not there to assist. If somebody wants to assist the person who needs, an old person, I'm there to help. Sick person, I'm there to help. So once in his person's income and what he does with his body as far as earning is concerned, then that also is part of shukr, he uses correctly. Second part of this, volition part, is where a person spends correctly. Allah has given him that money now. That money he's got, he made a certain level of effort and he's got it. Allah Ta'ala has given it to him through the kudrat and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he spends it in the right place. I'm not going to spend it on guna. I'm not going to spend it on sin. I'm going to spend it on the poor. I'm going to spend it on my family. I'm going to spend it on the ummah. I'm going to spend it in the right causes. Now that also is making shukr. So shukr is something that is very, very comprehensive. It's not just that a person says shukr on his lips. It's not that a person just says alhamdulillah or shukr for eating something. No, it is very, very comprehensive. Allah Ta'ala give us that level of shukr. Allah has blessed us in this country with so much. Really, ulama explained that we are living their lives even better than the kings of the past. The amenities that Allah Ta'ala has given us, the facilities Allah has given us, the comforts Allah Ta'ala has given us, even the kings of the past didn't have it. Allah Ta'ala has given us so much. So really we have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the basic shukr we can do is at least use this body that Allah Ta'ala has given us, use that income, spend it, that income also, in the correct manner. This is making true shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.